Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Dedications, redemptions, and what some are calling the most shocking elimination in the history of DWTS. Guys, we have all that and more here on the Dancing with the Stars After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dancing with the Stars After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Guys, it's the semifinals. We have so many thoughts.
Can't believe it.
And I am so excited. We are unfortunately missing Carla Renata tonight, but our girl came through, and we have two amazing guests. I've got to start with Kristen Burt herself.
Yay!
Kristen, we are so... I've got to say, this is kind of a cool moment for me, you guys, because I started at AfterBuzz like 3.5 years ago, and the first After Show I got into was Dancing with the Stars After Show, because it's a show I always used to watch with my mom, and Kristen was one of the first hosts when I was like, you know, like a meek little intern, just kind of crawling through the halls of AfterBuzz, and she was so great to me, and... You're who I learned how to host from.
Like, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, Kristen is a legendary.
It's so flattering.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, she's one of our best and a legendary moderator. And it's an honor for me and a bit of pressure to be moderating here today. But it's so, Kristen, if you guys don't know, does all of our dance stuff here, kind of built our dance brand, and has a show on Popcorn Talk called To the Point.
Yes.
Kristen, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to talk about the shocking elimination.
The shocking elimination. Angel has got some Dancing with the Stars synergy here. If you guys watch Juniors, she's on that show. So, Angel, we're super happy to have you.
Thank you.
Bump that mic up just a bit. It's kind of, the Britney Spears style. Okay, and Kaylee, of course, you're back.
Yes, I'm back. Happy to be back.
Yes, and Carla, of course, you're back.
Of course I'm back.
And my name is Jeff. You guys know me. You're sick of me already, but...
No, they love you.
Okay, so this was the semifinals. Crazy episode. I want to start with everyone's overall thoughts just on the night as a whole. Talk about anything you want. Carla, what'd you think? Where do we begin with how I think?
Well, I think tonight was actually... There was a lot of great dances that were delivered, I'm not very happy with, like, the way the show ended, but overall, I was very, I'm very satisfied with the quality of the content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like everybody brought it tonight, even the underdogs, Joe and Bobby, they really brought it and did the best that they could, and obviously it was a shocking ending, but it was overall a really fun night to watch. The dances were, gave me chills.
Mm-hmm. What did you think on Joe?
I think that everyone really customized their dances and made it very personal. So I got to know the contestants on a deeper level tonight.
Yeah. Krista, what'd you think?
Season 27 has been a roller coaster, and I think that the semifinals delivered exactly that. It keeps us going up and down and all over the place. Mm-hmm. And we're going to come to an ending next week, and it's going to continue that crazy ride.
Yeah, I totally agree. One thing I really appreciate about tonight was I felt like everyone was dancing to the top of their ability, which this far in the season you really want to see. There were some nitpicks here and there, which there always are in the semifinals, but for the most part, I think everyone's going to sleep well tonight, you know, with what they delivered, I think, really strong dances.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with round one. Guys, there was two rounds this episode. We, of course, had round one, which was the dedications, where the dancers all dedicated their dances to someone special. Round two, which... Let me make sure I'm describing this right. It was the redemption dance, which means the judges can choose which dance style the hosts get to recreate.
Right.
And of course, we're not just covering the show, guys. We will have some news and gossip and our special segment where we will be doing a throwback. This week, we have a particularly special Argentine tango. So for true fans of the show, you might know which one I'm going to go to. Let's start with the dedications round. Joe and Jenna danced a quick step to GDFR. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to start with Bobby and Sharna. Bobby and Sharna danced a salsa to GDFR by Flo Rida. Flo Rida. Is that the whitest I've ever been on this show? It's for Bobby Bones. We're calling him Flo Rida. How's that?
Right.
Yeah. Angel, let's start with you. What did you think of Bobby Bones and Sharna's salsa to GDFR?
It was shocking, to say the least. I love his glasses. He has a pair of glasses for every outfit. It was great energy, but it just seemed a little bit out of his realm, and it seemed a little robotic and a little corny, kind of cheesy for me.
Yeah, he couldn't sell the sexy for you. Kristen, what did you think?
The greatest thing about Bobby Bones is you know he's going to deliver on the performance level. The enthusiasm's there. He's happy. He's joyful. He's got that nailed down. When it comes to the salsa, though, you want to look at the little refinement because we are in the semifinals, and those front-to-back step basics that you have in a salsa weren't necessarily there. The timing was a little bit off. Some of the hip action that you expect in a salsa wasn't there. So if you're looking at someone like a Juan Pablo who can really get that done, you didn't see that necessarily in Bobby Bones.
Mm. Kayla, what'd you think?
Yeah, I felt like this dance was a little too sexy for him because he's just so quirky and awkward and he couldn't pull it off. And I feel like they brought in so many female dancers to kind of distract from Bobby.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was just a little bit much. But I did appreciate his abs. I wasn't mad about that.
Well, I personally didn't like the song choice that was chosen for this dance. I think that the salsa, it's very important to have a good song in order for you to be able to deliver a good dance. And salsa, even though it doesn't necessarily need to be sexy. It could be sexy, but if you're doing the choreography correctly and if you're doing the dance moves, he could have done like a really simple choreography to a really good salsa song that would have moved not too quickly, because this wasn't a salsa to me.
You would have preferred something more traditional.
I would have preferred something more traditional, and I feel like he would have done much better like delivering something traditional, because this just was like out of his comfort zone. And if you're going to get him out of his comfort zone, you might as well take him to something that's at least going to make him look better. So I was a little bit disappointed by this choreography, only because I love Sharna and I expect a lot from her. So I was kind of like, once this song came on for a salsa, I was like,
What are you doing? And that was too risky for the semifinals.
That was too risky. I'm like, you're in the semifinals. Like, this is you. I want you to move forward because I enjoy seeing you dance.
Right.
And I just want you to perform something.
It didn't play to his strengths as a dancer, I don't think. And I think sometimes you see these really traditional ballroom dances with like a hip hop twist. Whitney does this a lot.
Yeah.
And I think unless you have a really, really accomplished dancer, it's really hard to pull that off. I think with some of these maybe less experienced dancers, sticking to the basics is what really lets them excel. So I think, this wasn't to Bobby's strength this week. But I enjoyed it, and they gave it their all. The judges gave them 3.7s. So this was a lower scoring dance in the overall terms of the night. Do you guys think those scores are fair?
Right on point.
Yeah, right on point.
Absolutely.
Great. Sounds like we all kind of agree with this dance. Let's move on to Alexis and Alan. They danced a waltz to Water. And Alexis dedicated it to her boo, Alan Bernstein.
Oh, man.
Kaylee, let's start with you. What'd you think?
Oh, my gosh. They're really playing up this showmance, aren't they? I mean, they are very cute together, and they clearly do have chemistry. I thought she did really well. You know, she extended all the way through her hands, all the way through her fingers, pointed toes. Her spotting was on. Even her arm placement was pretty strong. Yeah, their chemistry is kind of, I don't know, it's undeniable, honestly. And she looked like a professional doing this dance. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting? I don't know if I totally agree, and I'll be interested to see how the rest of the room feels.
I actually feel the same way as you do.
Yeah, all season I feel like I've been hard on Alexis. I like her, but every time I see Alexis dance, especially in her second one, I think, how much better would this be if it were Tinashe? I hate to say that, but it just sucks when you see someone go who's so good. And Alexis is great, but I just don't always feel like she's really giving it 110% when I see her move. It almost feels like she's marking sometimes. Mm. And when you think of someone like Tinashe who left and really gave us 150% every time she danced, I just miss it.
But we do have to remember that Alexis still has two fractured ribs.
Yeah.
Because those are taped up.
And she moves so well. I just don't always feel like she's dancing. Do you know, I feel like I need someone who's an expert to try to translate for me.
Okay.
What do you think?
Here we go. Well, on this particular dance, it was very pretty. And I think that she had excellent frame. She's someone that had a great fluidity and everything. But, and I'm going to disagree, I think you talked about like moving through her arms. I think she can actually, because she's got these gorgeous limbs, which I wish I had, the long legs and the long arms. I want her to go even further because she can in something like this. And it feels like she's almost there and then she's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
When I think she can really extend through and even get even more gorgeous lines than she's capable, that what we've been seeing so far. So I do think that sometimes she's just like slightly under excellent. Like, yeah. She's really, really good, mm-hmm. but I think she could be even a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think Alan is the right partner for her? I mean, obviously romantically, but...
Oh, I think he is. I think he's done really well with all of his contestants and everything. Sometimes maybe a showmance, and I'm not sure I buy the showmance anyway. That's a whole other story. But it clouds a lot of things, and I think that that gets overwhelmed in packages and in rehearsal and everything else. So I'm a little disappointed that it kind of took a left turn a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like it's maybe affected their potential.
Yes.
I don't know. Any other thoughts on Alexis and Alan before we move on?
I actually didn't enjoy this dance as much as I feel like a lot of other people enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I'm with you guys on that. That the fact that I feel like, for me, her best dance was when she did the foxtrot for, like, Disney. Yeah. I think that was one night where she actually became into character, and she came out, and she gave it her all, and she fully extended herself, and she really went out there. And these past weeks after she was like, oh, I like Alan, I feel like she was starting to open herself up again to the audience. And then now she's like, oh, wait, I'm enclosing myself again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah.
Yeah. I think the producing's gotten in her head a little bit. It's pulled her out of the competition a little bit, I think.
So I agree with Kristen. Yeah. Her fluidity in this particular dance is unparalleled to her other dances. But I was a little underwhelmed because the complexity wasn't there in the dance for me. And semifinals, I'm ready to see more tricks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Bring out more. Well, it sounds like we're all about on the same page with Alexis and Alan. Really, I mean, strong overall, but maybe not quite reaching their potential. We'll have to see next week.
Yeah.
Grocery Store Joe.
Oh, boy.
And Jenna. They danced a contemporary. Is that what we're calling it? A contemporary, right? Do we agree? Yeah. To This Year's Love by David Gray. You know, Joe's given it his all, but I think with contemporary, if you're seeing the dancer think, especially with contemporary, that's just going to kind of tank the dance a little bit.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I could watch Joe 1 and 2 and 3. It was so deliberate, which just didn't quite work, but you've got to like how earnest he is.
Yeah.
Anja, what did you think of this dance overall?
It was very robotic for me. It was like, sit down, lay down, arms up, throw. Okay. Like, it just didn't flow for me, but I did see the effort he put in. I was very proud of him. Loved his outfit. Some people are just not dancers, and he can dance in his own form, but as for the semifinals, I was expecting him to get the boot.
Mm-hmm. See, I wanna jump off what you said of like how each dancer has like their own way. Mm-hmm. I was actually a little bit disappointed about this contemporary dance more than anything, because I think contemporary is that one dance that like, as a dancer, you can talk to your star and be like, okay, like, what do you feel comfortable with the most? And what moves do you like that you feel comfortable with doing? And I feel like Jenna didn't really communicate with Joe as to, like, contemporary was the chance for him to be able to come out.
To play to his strengths.
Mm-hmm. And there was nothing played to his strengths. This dance for me showcased how great of a dancer Jenna was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't like, and it just showed me how good Joe is at like carrying Jenna mainly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play devil's advocate on this. Just because think about this. He's got two dances. He's got the quick step where Carrie Ann's coming in his head. Now you have a second teacher. I'm wondering if they were like, all his brain can handle is a quick step and focusing in on that. And Jenna just had to like break down that contemporary to something that was very basic, because we're not there in the rehearsals every single day. And the pro knows what the contestant needs in most cases. And I think Jenna probably just thought, I'll carry this dance.
Yeah.
And you focus in on getting that quick step cleaned up.
Yeah. That's a good point.
That just speaks to like how we said he's just kind of not ready for this level of dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And contemporary is such an emotional kind of dance. Yeah. And Joe is just so not like that. Like, that's just not his vibe.
He's not zoned in and committed.
Exactly. Yeah. And I agreed with what Len said. I mean, he just, like, didn't do much. And shout out to everyone in our chat.
Hey,
Nicholas Johnson said, Joe didn't move. Meredith, Joe stood there. He did nothing. LOL. Michelle, could that be considered a dance by Joe? ? And also, we want to give a shout out to Jasmine Jones. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jazz.
Thank you for that, Kayleen. Thank you all for your thoughts on Joe and Jenna. What do you guys think, now that they're out, do we think Jenna was the best partner for Joe? I like them together a lot, but I wonder if maybe we should have gotten someone who's a little more experienced with new kind of green dancers.
Like an Emma?
Like an Emma. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. I would have loved to have seen like Emma with Joe this season.
But then I loved Emma with John Schneider. I know.
So me too.
They were so
good with everybody. Yeah. She's just so
I mean,
warm.
All the pros are great. It's just interesting sometimes they don't do the switch-ups anymore, which I always enjoy. But
that would be interesting.
Let us know in the comments if we could have had a switch ups this season, which partnerships would you have liked to see? I'd like to hear what y'all think.
I love it.
Okay, Juan Pablo and Cheryl danced an Argentine tango to Libertango from Forever Tango. Carla, we have to start with you here. He's your boy. What did you think of this Argentine?
Wow. Well, first of all, Juan Pablo is Argentinian, so I had very high expectations for this dance. Once I saw, like, okay, he's going to do the Argentine tango, he better bring out his Argentinian side and deliver. And he really did. I was speechless, literally, from the beginning till the end. That ending was beautiful. It was spot on. If I could dance with him, like, one dance, it would be this one.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, this was perfect for him. It was just everything and more. Yeah. My eyes were glued. It gave me chills. His footwork was so just perfect. He didn't look down once. I thought it was amazing. And Cheryl tweeted tonight. She said, "This Argentine tango is one of my favorite moments yet. Thank you for your passion."
Nice. Anja, what'd you think?
I agree with Lynn. He said it was care and flair. I felt it. It was mesmerizing. This is like the best tango I've ever seen, period.
Kristen?
Yeah, it was smoldering. And I feel like for me, Juan Pablo has done consistently well all season, but I haven't understood who he was as a person. And I feel like to me, he broke through this week, it was obviously too late. However, if you take a look at the content that he did, because when you take a look at an Argentine tango, it's called Leading the Cross. It's that 8-step sequence that you are doing constantly around the floor. It was exquisite. If you go back and watch it, very clean. Cheryl always composes wonderful dances for her contestants, but she was able to do so much with Juan Pablo, and I loved that.
Yeah, one thing I loved about this was the show often leans into the sexiness with not many clothes and, you know, which is fun. Like, that's fun as a viewer. But this was so sexy in a way that was much more refined and kind of polished. Yeah. And to see him in a suit.
Classic.
And the way classic. Yeah. That music was just so spot on.
I could tell
Cheryl was having so much fun with this, too. It's been fun to watch her just really enjoy this partnership.
Yeah,
I mean, I think all of us agree this was maybe one of the best dances we've seen all season.
He would play a really good Zorro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He is a little bit of a youngish.
He channeled Zorro in his dance for me. I was
Hollywood's
like, come on.
Yes. Absolutely.
He's an actor.
If that happens, Angel gets the finder's fee for that one. So. Okay, straight tens for them. And it sounds like we all agree that that was pretty well deserved.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Okay, Ivana, our very own Luna Lovegood, and Kyo Motsepe dancing a contemporary to Stand Up for Something. Kristen, how'd you feel about this?
I think this was more of a jazz, I'm going to throw that out there, than contemporary. I don't have a problem with that, though, because they kind of, it's a hybrid dance anyway. I really have enjoyed this partnership all season long. I feel like in terms of improvement, Ivana's had the best trajectory out of any contestant.
Yes, they
both work well together. Kyo is having the time of his life, and I appreciate how invested he is. And I also appreciate how invested Ivana is, because you know it's not just like showing up and performing.
Right.
She actually cares. She's working hard and everything else. So I think that they, you know, even if the song choice wasn't the best, and listen, half the time it's not the the choreographer or the pro's song choice. It's what they get thrown at them. But I think that they did a wonderful job. I was really happy with it, and I think that this is really setting them up nicely for the finale.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Angel?
This dance was a little underwhelming given the other performances they've had, like especially the last two. She played a really slinky, sexy Catwoman. And just to see her in this space, it was kind of an emotional dance. I did see him and her pouring their heart out on the floor, so I appreciated that part. But I wanted the complexity to step up because I know that they can push further. They're more advanced in this.
Okay. Kaylee?
I loved it. I think Ivana did amazing. I just love seeing her confidence grow to what it was from the start to how it is now. She, like the judges said, she's a completely different person. She's just so fierce and powerful, and I love watching her, especially with Kyo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this partnership, and I do agree with you guys. They're definitely the couple that's grown the most. And I personally really enjoy this performance because I feel like she came out here to tell us a story, mm-hmm. and that's what she delivered to me was, like, the story that she was being told, and she really felt it, and I could feel that she felt it yeah. because of the way that she was delivering every dance move. She was so on point, and I really appreciated it, I think.
Yeah, I so appreciate that about Ivana, too, is that she really does commit. And I know I've been a little hard on Alexis this season, but I feel like I'm seeing in Ivana what I don't see in Alexis, which is really finishing her lines, mm-hmm. going all in. And even if she doesn't have quite as much grace as Alexis, I think she has a lot more, like, heart.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I just yeah. see her.
You feel it.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
feel
every
it
time.
As a viewer.
Yeah, and even if she's not perfect, I'm feeling it more from her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I as someone who watches the dances a little less with a little less refinement and technique than you guys do, I was a little distracted by the music here, I gotta be honest. I didn't love that pairing,
yeah.
but I think what they delivered was really nice, and it was a beautifully told story. The judges agreed with us. Bruno called it powerful, strong, and heartfelt. Carrie Ann said her performance was the essence of life. They got 3 tens, so another perfect. Mm-hmm. A lot
Yay.
Of perfects tonight.
Nice. The lighting was a little bit exaggerated on this number.
A lot of
like,
lighting.
Wait a minute. I can't see your feet.
This season in general, I think we've had a couple gaffing issues just with
we're
how
like,
it's
I don't even know what they're doing right now.
Yes.
The camera issues, that what, the first jive that Alexis and Alan did, the camera went up to, I don't, you guys, did you see the East Coast or West Coast broadcast? They cleaned it up for West Coast.
Oh, did they? Yeah.
The East Coast, it went up to the balcony, and you're like, there's still dancing. Why are we looking at random people?
Wow.
Well,
it was
and I
hilarious.
Also with that jive too, we only had like thigh and up, and I'm like, with the jive, you just have to see their feet. But
yeah.
that's okay. It was so great episode. Let's move on to Milo and Whitney. They danced another Argentine from "Pray for Me" by The Weeknd and Kendrick Lamar mm-hmm. from Black Panther.
Yes.
Kaylee, let's start with you. How did you feel about this Argentine?
Oh, I liked it. I mean, he dedicated it to his mother. That made me. Oh my gosh, almost tear up. It was so sweet. But he was very determined to nail this tonight. He was very intense. His movements were strong. I felt like he worked all of his, I don't know, his energy and clean footwork for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was probably hard to follow Juan Pablo here because even though it was a really strong Argentine, Juan Pablo's was just one of the strongest we've seen all season. One thing I do want to credit Milo on is I'm a tall, lanky guy, so I know how hard it can be to really control your limbs. If you guys have seen me host after shows, I'm just flailing the whole time. but he really has a solid frame, and Whitney's short, and he looks really sturdy.
Yeah.
I think it's
this
great.
This is my favorite pairing, these two.
Yeah.
Because they have so much fun chemistry. Like, it's nothing ever serious. It's all fun for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate Drama-free. What they bring to the show.
Yeah.
I love their energy, too. Together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They look great. And I love this dance. I think it was like a great song for him. I think it was like a more modern, like Argentine tango.
Yeah.
And I think it was like perfect for him.
That's mm-hmm. what he needed too. That's
yeah.
the other thing. Had they had to do a classic Argentine tango, it would not have held mm-hmm. a candle to Juan Pablo.
Because
right. you're looking at two age differences. You're looking at, you know, Juan Pablo's in his man body. And, you know, he's still growing. He's 17.
Right. I love that.
It is. It's true though. You know, he hasn't gotten his man muscles
right.
in yet. He's got his young man muscles. But,
yeah.
Right.
And I think that that's really important. They've worked very well with the height difference. It was a challenge if you go back and look at their first week cha-cha, but they've really managed to sort of figure that out and what works for them and what makes them look as best as possible out there on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get a lot of Riker vibes. I know we brought Riker in mm-hmm. earlier in the season and
mm-hmm.
still, yeah, just even if not the most refined dancer, great, great, great performer.
Yes,
absolutely.
3 nines.
Our entire chat room is, in all caps, saying underscored.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was underscored.
I think so.
I don't know if it was perfect. I don't know. I don't
well,
know if it gets
I'm good 10. With the nine.
I feel okay with the nines. I think it's hard because they followed
Juan Pablo.
You know? It would have been interesting to see.
They're comparing that.
Right.
And you just, it's no comparison.
Yeah, I feel okay with the nines, but of course we love our chat. And it's free country. Respect your opinions. Okay, before we move on to round two, I want you guys to know that this is not the only show we cover here at AfterBuzz. We cover everything. I've covered goofy comedies, I've covered reality, and Carla can speak more to that.
Yes, we cover so many shows, you guys. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored made for you.
and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're totally optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Absolutely, guys. We cover everything here and we urge you to check it out. We pride ourselves on being the world's number one TV coverage outlet. And just like you, we're obsessed with TV. So check out what we're doing here. Okay, guys, it's redemption time. So again, this round is when the judges actually step in and coach the dances and give them the opportunity to sort of redo a dance style that the judges feel they've struggled with earlier in the season. Bobby Bones and Sharna danced a jive to Give Me Some Lovin'. First of all, I thought it was it's really fun to see Len in coach mode. That's when he's thriving. Kristen, you can speak more to this, but Len is kind of like the coach dad of all these kids, right?
He is, like, he's the dance granddad, honestly. Yeah. And I mean that in, like, the most honorable way, the most respectful way, because he knows what he's talking about, he knows what he's looking for, and sometimes he gets a little frustrated because Dancing with the Stars is like, we're gonna go modern and throw some hip-hop in here, but when you're going and talking about a jive, he's gonna give you those little refinement, those little notes and things like that. And I think with Bobby, he you have to remember sometimes men forget that their feet are attached to their leg and they become, I call it like floppy fish feet.
Yeah.
So it is a controlled movement with a kick and flick and things like that. I think that he was able to refine some of those little tiny details with Bobby. The one note I would say is that Bobby still doesn't understand that the core controls everything in his body. And if he had taken maybe a couple Pilates classes throughout his Dancing with the Stars experience, he might have found that connection even sooner because he is a little bit like, he's just so enthusiastic and he's like, here I go! And it takes over the dance sometimes.
It's like a marionette puppet or something.
Yes.
What did you think, Angel?
He did look like a flopping fish out of water, especially when he got on the floor. I mean, yeah, we saw Lynn's picture. That was cute, but it was still a little cheesy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was not convinced that he was committed to this dance, and it just all seemed like a big joke for him.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of been the theme with him this whole season, like, they throw in some good moves, but at the end of the day, it's all kind of played to his personality. And it's just fun to watch. And this one was another one. He did that jump over Sharna's head. I thought he was going to clip her. That scared me for a second. But overall, it was fun to watch.
I love watching him. You know, at this point, I'm not really judging his dancing. I think I'm just judging how much I enjoy watching him.
Yeah, it's a different. Yeah. It's a little bit of a different standard with him.
And I kind of like him and Sharna dancing together and not dancing together.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Not on the record. On the record, Sharna is dating someone, but all of us kind of noticed, and I'd be curious if the chat saw anything. There seemed to be some, like, weird sparks between them tonight. Weird in the best way.
Yes. They feel comfortable with each other, you can tell.
Very.
Too comfortable.
Well, Sharna was just gazing into his eyes. Absolutely. Gazing up at him. Yeah, it looked very romantic.
Physical touch. I think that's her love
more
language.
More than normal.
That's just what we noticed here in AfterBuzz, so I'd be curious to hear what the chat thinks, but there just seemed to be something. I don't know. I thought this was really fun. I think I hear what you're saying, Chris, about Bobby not necessarily being balanced. It just kind of feels like, even I noticed, like, his kicks on his left side were lower than his kicks on his right side. And
oh wow.
Yeah, I don't know, but again, he's giving it his all and it's been a fun journey for Bobby, so
he's had a great time, and that's what you want. You want them to walk away from the experience just saying, it's one of the best things I've ever done for myself.
And he's been so open with the audience, honestly. I think that's why everybody loves him. His people, legit, he's been so good to everybody that's been watching the show.
Well, they got 3/8, which may have been a little generous, but I mean, it's nice. It's nice to see Bobby getting rewarded for his entertainment factor. Do you guys think he was overscored here?
I think so.
No. Yeah. Actually, I'm okay with the 8 because I think that they're looking at the first jive to the second jive.
Yeah.
So there was some improvement. So yes, let's improve
from
on the score. I'm
going to
look at it from that perspective. So I'm okay with an 8.
Perfect. Well, they ended with a 45 out of 60 for the night. Next, we had Alexis and Alan dancing a jive to Yes by Mary Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
This was, I feel like the comments I said for my first assessment of Alexis stand here. So I don't want to be redundant, but I just always feel like as talented as she is, she's just not giving it that pop that I would hope she is, especially in a jive. I think the length of her limbs didn't play to her strengths yes. here. It's like those are so beautiful in the foxtrot, but maybe in a jive they seem to slow her down a little bit. Mm-hmm. It seems like you agree with me, Kaylee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like she could not keep up with this jive. It was too quick for her, and she was... off beat, off timing at the very end when she was dancing with the group. I don't know. This dance just wasn't really her vibe.
Yeah.
See, I think that this dance didn't benefit her because there were so many other people dancing with her. And I feel like they made it more of like a funny jive instead of like just going out there and enjoying the jive. And like, yeah. Okay. I don't think this was a stronger dance.
Yeah. Anjali, what'd you think?
I wasn't blown away. Yeah, it seemed kind of like a Bobby type funniness to it. It wasn't taken seriously by me, but they were having fun.
I liked the theming, actually.
The concept was great. Yeah. And Len said that, too. The concept is fantastic. I've taken jive classes from Alan. He's a great teacher for jive. Let me tell you, I was like, couldn't walk for 5 days, but oh it was amazing. And I want to say that, yes, the long limbs definitely play a part here. It's harder for her to pick up her knees versus someone like me who's 5'3". Mm-hmm. Jive for me is very, very easy. Jive is going to be very hard for her in this situation. I think the one note choreographically that I would have done, I would have cleared out the troupe a little bit sooner to give us just a clean view of what they're doing. Even though I loved the concept, I just would have maybe earlier in the dance so we can just take a look at what they're doing in the footwork and everything else because the timing was slightly off.
Yeah. But she's fun. And this was such a fun concept. And
shiny tights. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
She was perfect.
I love Glow on Netflix.
I always love her outfits. I think she looks great every
single
great time.
She's great in everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything.
She's a model. Yeah.
Well, they got a perfect... Which I would not necessarily... Wait, right?
Yes.
They got a perfect here, which I would not necessarily have agreed with. But.
I was blown away.
Yeah.
I would have given it a nice 9. Again, exactly. An improvement
solid
from their
9.
First jive. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, this feels like to me, if we're not giving Milo a perfect on his Argentine, we shouldn't be giving them a perfect
Correct.
On this
Thank
jive.
You.
Is
Thank
my
you.
Thought.
Len never has anything bad to say about Alexis.
Maybe Len's following Alexis on Instagram.
Well, when you look like that in a Leo and tights and shiny.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a 10. That is a 10 in that.
Yeah.
She's
I can't
amazing.
Disagree. I
Glenn
can't disagree
is definitely
with
double tapping on her Instagram.
Beautiful.
Photos.
I mean, she's got every,
Yeah, she is. And I've come to really like her. I think she's really embraced the process. And I'll move
Did
on.
Did you start following her on Instagram?
I don't know if my wife would love if I was following her on Instagram. Let's move on. Okay. So, grocery store Joe is back.
Yes.
And Jenna, you know what? Okay. Dancing a quick step. A quick step to check it out. I accidentally called it a quick stop earlier today, which maybe there's some truth to that, but this, you know what? Good for Joe. If you look at the improvement factor between his first quick step and this quick step, he's come a very long way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time I actually saw Joe move, like move more, like not just do the dance move, like robotically,
right?
But like even when he was like, you know, I Popping. Was like, oh my gosh, like he actually feels comfortable doing this dance, and you could tell that he was like a little bit awkward doing it, but he was doing it, and I was so proud of him to just like go out there and feel a little bit more confident about himself and delivering this dance, and I think this was a great dance for him to go with.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he clearly listened to Carrie Ann and what she told him during rehearsal. Yeah. And it just seemed like he had a lot of fun with this one. And yeah, his improvement is incredible.
This is a dance that's, you know, done in closed holds, as you can see. And so the most important thing is that frame. Uh-huh. His frame was excellent. If you go back and watch week one to this, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. There was content in this. That's another thing. Yeah. And that's why I feel like they just focused in on getting this quick step as best they could.
Yeah.
And then so the contemporary got a little bit, you know, left on the, that's, you know, that's the way they do it. And listen, he got on live TV every week. He had a good attitude. He was sarcastic and funny, which made me laugh all the time. America loved him. They voted for him. They kept him in a total of 8 weeks. He should be really proud of himself.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's all I can say. The rules allow people to vote.
Yes.
And that's what happened.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad Joe was likable. It would be if Joe had a hard journey, you know, all the Dancing with the Stars snobs like us get, you know, they hate watching this, you know, this person who's not quite to their level keep advancing, but to have such a likable and infectious personality really softens the blow for those of us, you know, who might have been frustrated with the length of his journey. So I wish nothing but the best for Joe and Kendall, of course. And
it was always interesting watching him. I enjoyed it.
Definitely. I feel like they're going to get a reality show.
I'm sure they will.
I was definitely cheerleading for Joe because I felt like he found a little swag on this one. I saw his confidence go up several notches on this dance, and he just looked like he was on it, and his footwork was so much better. So I was a cheerleader for him.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, we're going to go at lightning speed for the rest of these. Oh, they got eights, which, you know, for Joe, I like it.
That's good.
It's a nice way for him to go out. Okay, Juan, Pablo, and Cheryl dancing a salsa to Tu Sonrisa by Elvis Crespo. This was so much fun. Mm-hmm. The thing I loved about this was I felt like I was at 2 a.m. in Mexico, watching two amazing dancers just salsa and have fun. It was like, it had professionalism and polish, but like a sense of casual ease that just made this so much fun for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved this dance so much. Not only because I love the song choice, I love that they performed it live. I'm just like, it was so overwhelming for me. Once they started singing like the song live, I was like, I would love to dance. Like, I love dancing salsa. Like, my family is, like, huge, salseros. And it's just, like, it's one thing that, like, once salsa comes on, I'm like, okay, like, we're ready. Let's go. And especially the salsa, because it was such a traditional song. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but salsa, most of the time, is led by the male. So I think he did a great job leading this dance. And I enjoyed it. And he definitely, from in comparison to the first week that he salsaed, which I feel like I had higher expectations for him the first time he did the salsa, to now, he definitely improved his salsa, and I thought it was amazing.
Great.
Yeah, I love how they closed off the stage a little bit more and just made it more tight and intimate. I loved the live band. It was so fun to watch. He listened to Bruno when it came to moving his shoulders more and not just his hips. Mm-hmm. And the backwards fall kind of made me nervous, but it ended up being pretty flawless. Like, they knew what they were doing.
Like, I know I gasped, but I was flipping out because I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going to bust her head. And then his leg comes up and I'm like, save. Yeah. And so they slayed this salsa. Yeah. I mean, just the fact that they got a rise out of everyone for just with the tricks, the advancement that happened, I was so impressed.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think, Kristen?
Yeah, you can take the front-to-back basics on the footwork, and because he's got that technical level, that's when you can start adding in all those tricks you're talking about, the intricate handholds, the spins and everything else. So that really showcased what he's capable of doing, and I felt like he was just so open, and I wonder if it's his parents in the audience that gave him an extra level.
Yeah.
But I was feeling it this week, and I was like, I wish I had felt that sooner for him.
Chris and I were talking. It felt like up until this point, he had felt a little media trained. I mean, just like how an actor would approach a competition show.
Right.
And it does feel like this is the first week he really let his walls down, and it showed so much. I think the growth that we saw with his authenticity tonight was so huge, and it's a bummer that we're not going to get more. But we'll see him next week. And the thing I loved about this was they really felt like a partnership that had danced together for years. Like, they were just having so much fun.
I love watching
Praise Cheryl, too. She's a great pro.
She's
incredible.
Yeah.
She's
so good.
She's the best.
Yeah, she was having so much fun with this.
Yeah.
Perfect score. It sounds like we all agree. All right. Ivana and Keo dancing a foxtrot to Rewrite the Stars. Kristen, thoughts?
Okay, I thought it was a rude five the first week that Len gave them. Yeah. I thought it was completely unwarranted. But obviously, there are things that they could sit there and develop and everything else. And that's exactly what they did in this foxtrot. You can see the growth in Ivana. I was saying to you, I think I go, oh, she's getting prettier every week. But you said it right. You're like, because I think she's beautiful, but I'm like, why is she like even more and more and more and more stunning to me every week? And you're like, it's confidence. And I'm like, you're right. It's the inner beauty coming out, and we're seeing that in the foxtrot.
Yeah, this was lovely. I think the things I said about Ivana for her first dance stand, just a real commitment. And even if it's not technically perfect, there's so much spirit in watching her dance. Well, you can tell she loves it.
Honestly, her confidence has, like, gone through the roof, and you can see it through her dances. She's literally, she feels she now fulfills the stage because she's like, I'm here to give you a show, not for like me to please you type of deal.
Dancing and it's for like, yourself.
Yeah, she's dancing for herself, not for her audience. Yep. And that's
great. She has such this girl next door appeal to her, and she's glowing. She's glowing and she's growing.
Yes.
And she's growing internally as well as externally through her dances. So that was amazing.
Well said.
Yeah.
Kaylee, any thoughts? I didn't let you.
No, I just feel like she truly wanted to impress Len with this dance tonight. Yeah. And so she was very determined to do that, and I think she did.
Definitely.
Yeah, especially with like the hold. Remember how she was like during the take? Arm. He's like, move your hand from there. Like I was watching it here and she was like place a hand.
She got it.
So I was like, yes.
Everything was clean and precise.
So a 10 from Carrie Ann, 9s from Len and Bruno. I was surprised by the Bruno 9. They saw something.
They saw something. Yeah, we'd have to go back and watch that, but I'm like, I don't know what they saw.
Like they said, we're also watching these for the first time, and we come right into Studio 2. So let us know in the comments if you think those scores were fair. And in general, any moments that you think might have been underscored or overscored, throw those in the comments, and you know we'll be in there responding, guys. 28 out of 30, so they ended up with a total of... 20 out of 30 for this, but their total for the night is not in my notes.
58.
Thank you, and that's why I have a group of amazing co-panelists got my back. Okay, let's move on to Milo and Whitney and quickly discuss their cha-cha. They danced to Good Feeling by Austin French. This wasn't necessarily for me, and I love Whitney and... I love Whitney and Milo, but we talked about how Milo is a little younger. For his age, he really uses his body well, but I think to watch a teenager do such a dance with such mature content, it was a little overly sexy for me, and I don't think it played to Milo's strengths. I think he did a great job, but he was just a little young for this for me personally. That's just my take.
Yeah, I think that if anything that we saw during this dance was more than anything his confidence. Mm-hmm. I think that in order for you to be able to be a good dancer, you have to be confident enough with yourself to be able to come out there and deliver the dance moves that sometimes are given to you that you might feel uncomfortable doing. And the fact that he went out here and he was like given this such a sexy dance and he was like, okay, like I'm going to do the sexiness and like do moves here.
Body roll.
Yes.
Yeah. All over the place.
Yeah. I was okay, Milo. This is PG-13, please. So I give him props for that, but I didn't enjoy seeing him like dancing like this either. I like him being like, oh, I like the fun cha-cha that he does, like, you know.
Let him grow up, everyone. Yes. He's 17. He'll probably be 18 in a few months. Let him be grown and do his body roll.
That's I know. So you liked it.
I loved it.
Good. I agree. I did. I think he showed some really nice maturity from week 1 to week 8 at this point, and his shift to weight was really good on the cha-cha. So I think that it was kind of perfect that they got to do it again, and I thought that he got to show a little bit more of like strength and leading the way instead of having Whitney lead the way.
Yeah. He loves those body rolls. I feel like you're right. He did kind of want to grow up a little bit and be a little bit sexier with this dance, even to the point when he would like look in the cameras, and at one point he licked his lips before like doing the next move.
Whitney gives good body rolls and choreography though too. Like it's a signature Whit thing.
For sure, it's definitely. Yeah. It's a very Whitney dance.
Yeah.
Well, the judges. Interestingly, 2 9s and a 10. I'm reading on these notes of a critic I like who covers this show that they were a little hard on Milo in general tonight.
Yeah,
I think I would agree with that. I mean, I agree.
Absolutely.
I think 9s are fair, but they hold them to a pretty high standard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we usually have a special segment, guys, but we're short on time. What I will do is I will post the Max Merrill throwback in the comments. Woo! It's so good.
Yeah. Season 18!
Season 18.
I love it.
It's the best. If you guys are as obsessed with the show as we are, go back and watch that season and watch Kristen's coverage because you guys know she's the best. But
and she is lit!
Yes. But I will post that video in the comments. You guys can comment there. What I want to do right now, just because we're almost done, is just go into fast predictions.
Your AfterBuzz there it is. TV predictions.
And I want to talk about, so I want to do will win, should win, and who you want to win. Because for me, those are all different. I can go first because I just threw it out.
Okay.
I think will win is going to be Milo.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
I think should win, Juan Pablo. I think should win, I also think Milo. And I would like to win would be Ivana.
Yeah.
That's my personal. Should and will is Milo. I would like Ivana.
See, mine is should and will also Milo, and what was the other one?
Who do you want? Juan Pablo.
Well, yeah, I wanted Juan Pablo.
Yeah.
But now I'm all, literally I was between Juan Pablo
and Milo.
So now I'm all for Milo.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go all Milo.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to register
and vote. Lunt.
Okay.
Go Milo.
So, because he's out of the running, should have been Juan Pablo. Excuse you guys.
Yeah.
Will win. I would say Milo. And what was the other one?
Who do you want?
I want to win. They got eliminated tonight. But I want Milo to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm going to take a left turn on this, and I'm going to say shouldn't will Ivana.
Great.
And
Keo,
and who I want to win, I would give out 2 Mirror Ball trophies because Milo and Whitney were my early favorites all along, and I also really love what Keo has done with Ivana. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give out 2 if I could do that.
I love it. Yeah, we were talking about Keo finally has a partner. I think Keo's one of the best pros.
He is also one of the nicest people ever. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have ever met him, but he's the most generous heart and the most incredible person, and I want this for him. I really do. So
they're really special partnership. So I'm also a want for Ivana. So we won't know until next week, guys, because of course next week is the Dancing with the Stars finale, and you know we'll be here in studio covering it. The we starts with me, guys. That's Jeff Graham, but I'm surrounded by a group of brilliant panelists, including...
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in. We're so excited to cover the final next week. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at @IamCarlaBeltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Kaylee Stump. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kaylee Stump and check out my podcast, Sex and Studio City.
And I'm Kristen Burt. You can follow me at Kristen Burt on Twitter. And tomorrow on To The Point, 3 p.m. Pacific time, I've got Dancing with the Stars Juniors Pro, Eliana Walmsley.
Hey guys, I'm Anjel Taylor. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @AnjelTaylor_. And you can also find me on Dancing with the Stars Junior on Sundays at 6 o'clock.
Carla, we'll see you next week. Guys, thanks for tuning in here on the Dancing with the Stars After Show.
Ciao. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.